All right, everyone, welcome back to Clarity First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom for laser focus. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy world one mindful moment at a time. Ever feel like your brain is constantly buzzing with a million things? Like you're juggling a circus act while trying to write a novel and solve a Rubik's Cube all at the same time. Yeah, me too. But guess what? The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about living well, had some seriously powerful insights on staying present and ditching the distractions. Today, we're diving into their secrets for laser focus. Think of it like this. You've got this awesome spotlight, right? It represents your attention. But instead of letting that light flicker around wildly, bouncing off every shiny object in sight, we're going to learn how to direct it with intention and make a real impact. Here's the thing. Staying present isn't just about mindfulness meditation, though that helps. It's about actively choosing where you place your attention. It's about training your mind to be like a finely tuned instrument, playing a beautiful melody instead of screeching random notes. So, what are some practical tips from the Stoics for achieving this laser focus? Firstly, recognize the present moment is all we truly have. That past experience. Gone. Future worries. Not here yet. The only thing that exists right now is this breath, this feeling, this thought. By focusing on the present, you eliminate the anxiety of what could be and the regret of what was. Secondly, practice mindful awareness. Don't just go through the motions. Really engage with your senses. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your morning coffee, the sound of birds chirping. This helps ground you in the here and now, making it harder for distractions to pull you away. Thirdly, set clear intentions. Decide what truly matters to you, that big project, a heartfelt conversation with loved ones, simply enjoying a peaceful walk. Once you know your priorities, focus your energy on them. It's like aiming a telescope. Instead of looking at everything at once, you zoom in on a specific target. Fourthly, learn to say no. You can't do it all, and trying to will only lead to scattered energy and missed opportunities. Be selective about what you commit to and protect your time for the things that truly matter. Remember, sometimes saying no is the most powerful way to say yes to something else. Finally, cultivate gratitude. This doesn't mean ignoring the tough stuff. It means acknowledging the good things in your life, big and small, and appreciating them fully. This shift in perspective can make a world of difference in how you experience the present moment. Think about that time you were completely engrossed in something, maybe reading a gripping book, playing a challenging game, or having a deep conversation with someone. You weren't thinking about your to-do list, you weren't checking social media, and you probably didn't even notice the hours flying by. That's what presence feels like, pure absorption in the moment. So how can we bring more of that into our everyday lives? Let's say you're feeling overwhelmed at work. You have a deadline looming, emails piling up, and colleagues constantly interrupting your flow. Instead of letting yourself get swept away by the chaos, take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, and then consciously shift your focus to one task at a time. Break down that big project into smaller, more manageable chunks. Set a timer for 25 minutes, that's a Pomodoro technique. Dedicate yourself fully to that chunk of work, and then take a short break to clear your head. When you're back in the zone, repeat the process. By focusing on one thing at a time, you create pockets of laser focus within your day. Remember, cultivating presence is an ongoing practice, not a destination. There will be days when distractions feel overwhelming, but that's okay. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment and keep moving forward. So, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and apply these Stoic insights right now. Take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, and set an intention for the rest of your day. Remember, the power to create clarity and focus is within you. It's time to step into that power and live a life filled with intention and purpose. Catch you on the next episode of Clarity First. Keep those minds sharp, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.